Hi. As always, it's really nice to hear your voice. Why? What's wrong? Oh my god, you're so cute. I like making you blush. I wish I could see it right now, though. Okay, that sounds creepy, but you know what I mean. How was your day? You need to talk to me about something. What is it? Just what? You know you can tell me anything, right? What are we? What kind of question is that? Okay. So you were doing some thinking, and you were wondering exactly what our status is? Well, what do you think we are? And I've been calling you my significant other. Seriously, why would you even think that we aren't in a relationship right now? Oh, because I'm sweet with everyone? Baby, you know how I act around you with other people. Act around you and with other people that we talk to. It's different. It sounds crazy, but you've completely changed me. I used to be so nonchalant, I guess, with being sweet with other people at the end of the day. Because I know that I don't like them in a romantic way, and I'm known for not taking things seriously, but I am taking this seriously. I'm taking you, us, seriously. Because I really like you, okay? Why do I like you? Do I even need to answer that? I like you, for you. I know it's cliche, but I really do. All those little things you do and say whenever we're both on Skype, your quirky and utterly adorable comments when we're watching cheesy romantic movies together, your overuse of puppy filter on Snapchat, your good morning texts and snaps, your passion for your work and your studies. All those little things and big things that make you who you are. And don't even get me started on your smile. My god, I love your smile. Remember that time when you asked me, why me? Well, I think I should be the one asking that, honestly. For a while, I didn't think that someone like you would like someone like me. You're gorgeous, and I'm, well, me. You make me feel amazing, you know that? And I don't mean that in a sexual context. That time when we both fell asleep together and I woke up to your voice saying, good morning, I didn't have any nightmares that night. Whenever I talk to you, or get a good morning text from you, I feel all fuzzy inside. You know the term, key league? I think it was recently put in the dictionary, I don't know. But it means the feeling you get when interacting with someone you love. You make me go key league every day. And I'm pretty sure I'm serious about you, because I already booked the tickets to see you later this year. And you can drag me to all those coffee shops you love so much, and we can both go crazy on caffeine together. Except, not really. You know I like tea better. I know this thing we have is scary. Long-distance relationships are never easy. Different time zones, the miles and miles from me to you. But what we have between us is something special. I'm willing to go through all those hardships if it means I get to be with you in the end. You mean a lot more to me than you know. No matter where you are, even though we're thousands upon thousands of miles apart, there's only you. You know something else? With everything that's been going on my side of the world lately, moving to a new place, settling in a new workplace, and finding an apartment, they're all going by in a blur. All I can focus on, like really, really focus on, is you. So yes, baby, This is real. You're my person. And I'm yours.